At one time or another, most of us have been to a cringe-inducing business event. But the new movie, Dinner for Schmucks, kind of takes it to a new level. The premise is a group of corporate colleagues gather for a monthly dinner hosted by their ruthless boss, Fender.
Some people collect vintage automobiles.
Some people collect fine wines. Fender collects people.
People?
Yeah.
Each of us finds a remarkable person and invites them to dinner at Fender's. We call it the Dinner for Winners.
Now, it turns out that Dinner for Winners label is a bit misleading, as the character played by Paul Rudd discovers when he sees an actual photo of one of the guests.
He's an idiot.
You got it.
You invite idiots to dinner and make fun of them?
That's messed up.
That's Paul Rudd, and we've brought him in to talk about the movie. Paul Rudd, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Let me ask you about your character, who kind of buys in and ends up finding an idiot of really quite epic proportions to bring to this dinner. Tell us about him.
Yeah, that said idiot is Steve Carell, who plays Barry Speck. And I accidentally hit him with my car. He runs out into the street to pick up a dead mouse.
Because a dead mouse?
Yes, he does taxidermy on mice, and he creates these dioramas. Recreate some kind of famous painting with them.
Masterpieces.
Masterpieces, yeah. Yeah. I hit him as I'm trying to get out of the dinner. I'm on my phone. I'm a little morally opposed to it, but I'm trying to get out of the dinner, and then I feel as if this was divine intervention. It actually sounds and seems mean-spirited, I think, on the outside, if you hear a little bit about this movie or, you know, have seen a trailer or something, but it's really not. It's kind of a somewhat feel good, but it's there are some kind of jerky motivations behind my character's decisions.
And you mentioned your co-star here is Steve Carell. Y'all have done a couple of movies together.
That's right.
At this point, alongside the two of you, there's several other very funny actors in here. And then I noticed Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, executive produced. Jay Roach of Austin Powers was the director. I mean, when you get that kind of group together, is there a moment where y'all just, I don't know, get the giggles?
Oh, for sure. I'm the worst of all of them, too. I mean,
I really
can't control myself. I used to think I could, but I can't.
Was there a particular scene in this movie where that happened?
Oh, God, there were a few. There was one scene where I was taking part in this business lunch, and Steve crashes the lunch. David Walliams plays a potential client, and he says dramatically, in reference to me trying to propose to my supposed girlfriend, something along the lines of, go, offer yourself in love, or something like that. And Steve said, gah, and he didn't say anything. He just said it with such dramatic intention and just a bunch of nonsense, whispery nonsense, that I lost it. I couldn't control myself.
That would be the kind of thing that would be hard to script, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and then I apologize and think, oh, God, I mean, did I just ruin the take? You can't use it. Because the pressure of not laughing is great. You know, you don't want to, if somebody does something funny, you don't want to make it unusable.
Now, this was loosely based on a French movie, Le Dîner de Cons. Did you watch the French version?
I remember when it came out and seeing a trailer for it in the movie theater. And it was one of those movies that I really want to see it. And then it was playing in the theater for a little while and I missed it. And I knew it was beloved. And then when this happened, I made a point of not watching it. Because even though this was very different, I didn't want to be influenced in some way. So I didn't. But now I have the DVD. And when all is said and done, I'm going to watch it probably next week. I'll sit by myself in a very dark room and watch it.
Paul Rudd, I was surprised to learn while I prepared for this how much theater you've done. You've trained in Oxford. You've done a lot of Shakespeare. Is that something you would like to get back to, like to do more of?
Yeah, I love doing plays, and I love classical theater. You know, I'd always wanted to just be a working actor and kind of do movies and plays and things that I found interesting, and I love comedy, and I haven't had the burning desire to go back to the stage and do a Shakespeare play, but I imagine I will for sure.
Well, you're at a point in your career where I assume you can pick and choose the roles you want. Does it feel freeing? Does it feel terrifying or what?
Well, I don't know if it's quite I mean, I don't know if that's really the case. I can't quite pick and choose, and there are certain things that would be fun to do that, you know, every once in a while you'll hear about a movie that's going to be made, and it's like, no, I don't have a shot at that one. But I always thought it was interesting when I would hear actors say, and sometimes in interviews, you know, they say, like, now you, why did you choose to play this? And I would sit and think, maybe it was because they got offered the part.
Maybe they and because really... actors have bills, too.
And maybe they didn't really have as much choice as you're talking about. That's certainly been the case with me and continues to be. Thankfully, I mean, and I know it will probably change. You know, I'm in a place now where I actually am getting offers to do things. And that's a really exciting place to be, you know, to not have to take just every job that comes your way. You know, but that could very well change next week.
Well, it's great to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
That's actor Paul Rudd. He joined us from our New York bureau, and his new movie is called Dinner for Schmucks. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson and Vince Pearson. The production staff includes Lindsay Garrison, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Travis Larchuk, Leah Scarpelli, Lindsay Toddy, Ben Bergman, and Melissa Yeager-Miller.
We say goodbye and good luck this morning to producer Joanna Stein. Today is her last day, and we will surely miss her wit and her steady hand. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicca. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. And Mary Louise, thank you for being a part of our show these last few weeks.
It has been my great pleasure, Renee. Thanks.
And welcome Don Gagne, who is in the studio checking on what we're doing here. Welcome to you for next week. Don, hello.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let him know you're here.
I'm here. Thank you.
I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Have a great weekend.